Hello, this is Brian Tracy, and welcome to this program. This is the best time in all of human history to be alive, especially in the profession of selling. There have never been more opportunities for you to achieve more of your goals and enjoy a higher standard of living than exists today in our marketplace. And if anything, your situation is going to get better and better in the months and years ahead. As our society becomes more and more high-tech, it will require more and more high-touch in the field of selling to balance it out. And the better you get at selling, the more opportunities you will have. According to recent research, fully 5% of self-made millionaires in America are salespeople who have sold for another company or companies all their lives. The reason they are successful is because they became very, very good at selling and earned a very high income. They then saved and invested a substantial part of that as they went along. And so can you. Let me tell you my own story. I started off poor. My parents never had any money. My father worked as a carpenter, not always full-time, and my mother worked as a nurse. I didn't graduate from high school. In fact, I was so badly behaved in high school that I was expelled or suspended 3 or 4 times. When I started off, after I got out of school, the only work I could get was at laboring jobs. I washed dishes in the back of a small hotel. I worked in a sawmill stacking boards. I worked on a farm digging wells. I worked in construction as a laborer carrying construction materials from place to place. I worked on farms and ranches. I worked on a ship in the North Atlantic. And finally, when I couldn't get a laboring job, I drifted into straight commission sales. I wasn't afraid to work, but hard work didn't seem to be enough. I made hundreds of calls without making any sales. I used to run from office to office and from door to door so that I could see more people, but I was just barely hanging on by my fingernails. Then one day I began to ask, why is it that some salespeople are more successful than others? I heard that the top 20% of salespeople in every field earned 80% of the money. The top 10% earned even more. So I did something that changed my life. I went to the top salesman in my company and I asked him what he was doing differently from me. And he told me. He told me how to ask questions and how to develop a sales presentation. He told me how to respond to common objections and how to ask for orders. And I went out and did what he told me to do, and my sales went up. Then I heard about books on selling. I began to read 1 and 2 hours every morning before I started out, and my sales went up even more. Then I heard about audio programs and sales seminars. And as I listened to more audio programs and attended more seminars, I learned what the best salespeople had taken years to learn. And my sales went up and up and up. In less than 1 year, I went from shuffling from door to door, making 1 or 2 small sales per week, to managing a 6-country sales organization and earning thousands of dollars a month. And all I really did was to find out how other top salespeople sold, and then I did the same thing until I got the same result. And so can you. The great law of human destiny, especially in sales, is the law of cause and effect. This law says that if there is an effect that you want in your life, you can find someone else who has also achieved that effect, and then find out what they did to get it, and then if you do the same things, you will eventually get the same results. This is exactly how people have gone from failure to success in every field of life throughout history. The most important application of the law of cause and effect is this. Thoughts are causes, and conditions are effects. Your outer world is a reflection of your inner world. You invariably attract into your life the people, circumstances, opportunities, and even sales that are in harmony with your dominant thoughts. Perhaps the most important discovery in human history, the foundation of all religions, philosophies, metaphysics, and psychology, is this. You become what you think about most of the time. Just think. You become what you think about most of the time. And since only you can decide what it is you think about, only you can decide what really happens to you in life. Over the last 25 years, more than 350,000 salespeople have been interviewed to find out what it is that they think about most of the time. Then their incomes have been compared with their thought patterns to determine what thoughts go along with the highest incomes. And you know what the top salespeople think about most of the time? It's simple. They think about what they want and how to get it. They think and talk all day long about their goals and how to achieve their goals. And because the more you think about your goals, the more positive and enthusiastic you become, these salespeople seem to sell 5 and 10 and 20 times as much as the average salesperson who thinks about his or her problems most of the time. Here's the rule. If you think like the top salespeople think, you eventually get the same result that the top salespeople get. Some salespeople are satisfied earning $25,000 a year. Other salespeople would be dissatisfied if their income dropped below $100,000 a year. And here's an interesting fact. There's no real difference between the people who are earning a small amount and the people who are earning a huge amount. They have very much the same level of talent or ability. They're surrounded with very much the same number of opportunities and possibilities. The only difference is that the highest earning salespeople have decided to earn that amount, and the only question they ask all day long is the question, how? The most important single quality for great success in selling is the quality of optimism. Top salespeople are far more optimistic than average people. As a result, they make far more calls on far more prospects because they have an optimistic, even unrealistic, expectation of success. And in addition, they call back far more often on prospects because of this optimistic expectation of success. As a result of calling on more people and calling back more often, they make far more sales. When they make more sales, this reinforces their belief in making more calls and calling back more often. It becomes a self-perpetuating feedback loop that leads them higher and higher in income and success. And this can happen to you when you follow the 21 steps we'll talk about in the pages ahead. There's a direct relationship between your self-esteem, how much you like yourself, and how well you do in sales. The highest paid and most successful salespeople have the highest levels of self-esteem. And every time you say the words, I like myself, I like myself, I like myself, your self-esteem goes up. And the more you like yourself, the better you do. The better you do, the more you like yourself. Mental fitness is like physical fitness. If you do certain mental exercises every day, you will soon have high levels of self-esteem, optimism, and a positive mental attitude. As you like yourself more, you will like other people more. When you like your prospects more, they like you more, and they want to buy from you and recommend you to their friends. And everything that I'm telling you here has been thoroughly validated by exhaustive research over the past 50 years. The starting point of great success is for you to begin to think the way the top salespeople think. As it happens, each time you think the way a top salesperson thinks, your level of self-esteem goes up. You like yourself more. You become more optimistic and creative. You become more happy and effective. You have more energy and determination. You make more calls and better presentations. You make more sales and you make more money. Your whole life opens up for you like a summer sunrise when you develop and practice the characteristics and qualities of top salespeople. Let's begin.